Parallel Worlds, Michael Shalhouli, FRC.
A couple of generations ago, the thought of parallel worlds was little more than science fiction. Even in mystical circles, the subject was perhaps too far-fetched for many students to explore. Today, not only do we continue to contemplate the concept of parallel worlds in our mystical studies, but certain segments of the scientific community are stating that parallel worlds must exist. We live in parallel worlds now, though we don't recognize it as such. There is the world we accept objectively because it seems real, and there is also the world that we live in but are unaware of. Our lives are both visible and invisible, aware and unaware. We know without question that there is a reality we perceive that differs from actuality. Just as there is a sympathetic nervous system that autonomously guides our bodily functions, so too is there a spiritual sympathetic system that guides us to those people, places, and situations that we need and that need us. Everyone animated with life is spiritually guided, even those who reject such a notion. Since we know that by far the invisible world is the greater part of us, then it is natural for us to seek it out and attempt to understand it. This quest is the mystic's journey, to travel beyond the powerful illusions that grip us as humans and open our minds to the greater nature of our Creator. Relinquishing commonly held notions is difficult for us. We like and feel comfortable with what we can see, feel, and touch. The thought of infinity goes beyond our limited human brain capacity. The thought of cosmic consciousness, of knowing everything all at once, is also beyond the function of our current state of consciousness. In this category of the inexplicable falls the concept of parallel worlds, a theory that we may be simultaneously living different lives and experiences and with differing outcomes. The mystic, as a walking question mark, should at least entertain this possibility within the infinite framework of the cosmic, just as physicists are now doing in their attempts to uncover a unifying theory of everything. Parallel theory found a place in science with the advent of quantum physics, where particles and elements act in inexplicable ways. Particles in the quantum world can seemingly be in more than one place at once, change their properties when observed, and sometimes even appear to move faster than light. In 1954, a theory out of Princeton University introduced the idea of parallel universes, each like our universe, all branching off from one another. Within these universes, all outcomes may exist. Wars have had different outcomes. Species extinct in our universe have evolved and adapted in others, and so on. The theory attempted to answer the erratic behavior of quantum matter, where observations revealed photons acting as particles and waves, sometimes simultaneously, sometimes in ways not yet fully understood. Further, they can appear to change form just from the observation of them. The physicist Werner Heisenberg suggested that just by observing quantum matter, we affect the behavior of that matter. Thus, we can never be fully certain of all of the properties of a quantum object. This led some physicists to theorize that all quantum particles don't exist in one state or the other, but in all possible states at once. The sum total of possible states of a quantum object is called its wave function. The state of an object existing in all of its possible states at once is called its superposition. When we observe a quantum object, we break its superposition and essentially force the object to choose one state from its wave function. This theory accounts for why physicists have received opposite measurements from the same quantum object. The object appeared to be in different states during different measurements. A scientist of that era, Hugh Everett, proposed an alternative to the traditional view that measuring a quantum object causes its wave function to collapse into a single definite state. Instead, he suggested that all possible outcomes of a measurement taken of a quantum object occur at once, each in a different, non-interacting branch of the universe. The universe is, in this theory, duplicated, splitting into one universe for each possible outcome from the measurement. For example, say an object's wave function is observed to be a particle in one instance and a wave in another. When a physicist measures the particle, the universe splits into two distinct universes to accommodate each of the possible outcomes. A scientist in one universe finds that the object has been measured in wave form. The same scientist in the other universe measures the object as a particle. This also explains how one particle can be measured in more than one state. There have been other theories shown to be possible that suggest there are universes parallel to our own. Physicists have engaged in reverse engineering. They have studied what they could observe and worked backward toward smaller and smaller levels of the physical world in the hope to reach the final and most basic level that will serve as the foundation for understanding everything else. This led to a theoretical subquantum level called string theory that has also concluded that there are parallel universes. String theory was popularized by the Japanese-American physicist Michio Kaku. His theory says that the essential building blocks of matter and physical forces in the universe exist on a subquantum level. These building blocks resemble tiny rubber bands or strings that make up quarks, which are quantum particles, and in turn electrons and atoms and cells and so on. Exactly what kind of matter is created by the strings and how that matter behaves depends on the vibration of these strings. It is in this manner that our entire universe is composed. And according to string theory, this composition takes place across 10 separate dimensions. Like the many worlds theory, string theory proposes that parallel universes could exist. According to the theory, our own universe is like a bubble that exists alongside similar universes. Unlike the many worlds theory, string theory supposes that these universes can come in contact with one another. String theory says that gravity can flow between these parallel universes. When these universes interact, a Big Bang like the one that created our universe can occur. While physicists have managed to create machines that can detect quantum matter, the strings proposed by string theory are yet to be observed, which makes the foundation of string theory entirely theoretical. However, many studies have been performed using better and better instruments that reveal the elegance and oddities of the quantum world. One such study was undertaken in recent years at Berkeley Labs, studying photosynthesis. Researchers detected quantum beating signals, coherent electronic oscillations in both donor and acceptor molecules, generated in the photosynthesis process of a leaf. They observed wave-like motions of energy that seemed to explore all potential energy pathways simultaneously and reversibly. In other words, without taking any time, the light seemed to look at all possible pathways simultaneously and chose the best path to take for efficiency. Light works in us in this manner as well. We are also a part of this material world, and the photons and quarks work in us just as they work throughout the universe. Science has proven that photons can travel all pathways of a leaf simultaneously without a time penalty, and at the same time travel only the most efficient pathways for photosynthesis to occur. This can be interpreted as a form of consciousness, a form of thought, of divine direction that carries this out. It is the very same divinity and divine guidance that resides in us. We therefore can relate to the age-old saying that time and space are an illusion of our objective consciousness. As infinite, invisible beings, not only can our thoughts move and manifest immediately, but also our thoughts can transcend the illusion of time and space. Indeed, then, parallel worlds can exist, for we can change a thought, correct a thought, and even an action now, in the future, and in our past. We are finding the causes and effects of quantum physics all around us, and we will find more as the years go by and our instruments improve. Much of what we are finding clarifies and verifies our mystical teachings that have been in existence for thousands of years. We know everything is infinite in nature, though it may not seem so at first. Our first degree tells us that matter itself is made up of spirit energy. This energy is of an immaterial nature, and thus, even matter is of spiritual origin. Perhaps that is why Amort chose to name this energy spirit. If we look at the concept of string theory, we are ultimately made of vibratory patterns that are linked throughout nature and resonate with each other. Our incarnation into this material world so strongly seems like a beginning, and our transition from it so strongly seems like an end. Yet we know that we are more than our name and our physical body. We are eternal, vibratory energy connected to all things and taking part in being's ceaseless effort to be. When we say that we are a part of creation, we tend to think about the beginning of what we call creation. Creation, however, is not something that started and then stopped. It is continuing and always becoming. We witness creation every moment we are alive. We create things ourselves. We watch as our environment changes with natural events, human and animal interactions, and so forth. There is a constant evolution of movement and change, and we are integrated with this movement. With string theory and parallel theory, we can recognize the possibility of a world without time, of universes without beginning or end, and where all things interact simultaneously. Consciousness itself is interwoven with us and within this realm. We are an instrument through which the infinite expresses itself. The thought, contemplation, and study of parallel worlds can assist us in expanding our consciousness towards a greater understanding of our place in the universe. All around us is a beautiful and infinite creation, and within this creation, we are the divine's expression. Let us strive to raise our consciousness beyond the dimensions of our material world and allow divine will to work through us.